This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I'm going to open up this show by giving you a little bit of a lecture to my conservative friends. A little bit of a lecture. Don't take this in a negative way. Take it in a positive way. I've got lots of reasons why Kamala Harris is a lousy candidate. I think this was great for us. I think this was a huge win. And if you were with me to start hour number one, you heard the reasons, and I'm going to read it again in hour number three. To start the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast hour, you'll hear my commentary again, and it is called Kamala Harris is the Perfect Choice for VP. And I'll tell you all the reasons why I think this is great for us. Great for us. But the main one, by the way, the main one to keep, you know, excuse the pun with Kamala, but the main one to keep banging on is that Kamala Harris had an affair with Willie Brown and got jobs off it. There you go. Kamala's music. This was the music that played when Kamala first met Willie Brown. And from there on in, it was like Foxy Brown. And anyway, you get the idea. Willie Brown saw her and his eyes popped out and all kinds of things popped up. Willie said, "That's my woman." Alright, enough. So, look, Kamala had sex with him, and I, as I said in my article, I don't care. I don't care. I'm a libertarian. I don't care what you do in your own bedroom. Unless it costs me money. Unless you rip off the taxpayers. Now, if you have sex with a woman and you're married, I don't care. That's between you and your wife. You got your own problems. But if you have sex with a woman and you're married and you're 30 years older and you're a top politician, I don't care. All of that, and you then steal taxpayer money by giving her a job and using taxpayer money, OPM, other people's money. See, he could have given her $100,000 a year and said, "You're my secretary, take dictation." Get the joke? But he didn't. He said, "You're my secretary, take dictation, but I'm going to have the taxpayers pay you $100,000 a year." See, that's no good. That's a crime as far as I'm concerned. But at the very least, it's completely immoral and it's a conflict of interest and it's not something you want to see in politics. So both him and her, to me, are criminals. So if you want to bring that up, that's all fair game. And I'll talk about that at the beginning of the next hour. I'll leave you hanging with a cliffhanger. But on the other hand, I got an email from a fan of the show. And he's a great guy. His name's Ken. And I usually agree with everything he says. But this is what he said this time, and I want to read it to you, and I want to tell you my take on it. He says, "Wayne, I wish radio hosts would report what is obvious. Kamala Harris does not meet the criteria of being black. She is almost as white as me. She is not black. Surely many people from India are blacker than she is. She is white. Her father is from Jamaica. She's not black. She is not African American for sure. And a few have carried the false narrative that she is black. I just wonder what real black people are thinking and feeling. Are they looking at her and saying, she's not black? Or do they take at face value what the media tells them?" He says, he finishes the letter to me saying, "But if she is black, I'm green." Okay, so let me tell you what I think about that. I think it's a mistake to go down that road, and it doesn't matter. I went over this with Obama. I had 1,000 reasons to not like Obama. And all of them were about the fact that he was a communist and a Marxist and a socialist and out to destroy America and the best friend Muslims ever had. I don't know if he was a Muslim. I never got into whether he's Muslim or not. I don't care. I know he's the best friend Muslims ever had. He's the most bleeding heart Muslim lover that Muslims ever saw in the White House. Whether or not he is Muslim, I can't read a man's heart. I don't know what he is. Even though he was raised in Indonesia as a young boy, and there he was a Muslim, but that doesn't make him a Muslim. You know, when you come home, you could be back to being a Christian. You could be whatever you think you are. So all that's fine. I never got into that. I never got into how black he was because his mother was white and his father was black and the black father was in Africa and was never in his life ever for 1 minute, and his white mother raised him, his white grandparents raised him. So is he really black? Never got into that because that's none of my business and I don't care. And America doesn't like that. And the average person of color doesn't really care if Obama was half white and half black and which half he should identify with. They just know he's a person of color because he was created half by a black person. I think they would feel the same way about Kamala. They don't care that her father was Jamaican and her mother was Indian. All they know is she's a person of color. So they get offended if you debate how much color she's really got, or which color is more important, or she's not really black, or she's certainly not African American because her father's Jamaican and her mother's Indian. She is not in any way African American, so she's not a black American. I don't get into that. People don't care. She's just a person of color. So if you want to hit her with the fact that when she ran for president, black Americans were repelled by her, hated her, despised her, never got behind her. She got no black votes. She got no delegates. She was a failure as a presidential candidate. That's all fair game. If you want to get into her having an affair with Willie Brown, downtown, Willie Brown. And he was the most powerful politician in California, and he gave her all kinds of no-show jobs. And she made $400,000, which, by the way, indexed for inflation today is probably like $750,000. So she stole almost $1 million for no-show commission jobs given to her by a guy she was doing the naughty with. Okay? You want to hit her with that? That's fair. There's a bunch of things you can hit her with. Just stay away from how black somebody is. Nobody cares. Certainly, maybe Republican white people care, but I'm telling you right now, no person of color wants to hear that argument. How black is she really? Is she really an African American? No. Is she a black American? No. They don't want to hear that. They don't want you to discuss that topic, and I don't either. Just get away from it. It doesn't do you any good. It isn't going to win you any elections. Okay, the average person doesn't care, and for sure the average Democrat doesn't care and is offended, and for sure the average black person is offended. When you discuss how black someone really is and which parent really counts to raise them, it doesn't matter. So you and I are on the same team, Ken. I'm just telling you, you're digging in the wrong hole, the wrong foxhole. It's just not going to win you. You're not going to find the landmine in that foxhole. You will not win. And by the way, how did that work with Obama? I noticed he won and got reelected. He served for 8 years as president of the United States while all the white Republicans sat around talking about how black he really was and is he really black and his mother was white. Nobody cares. So just stay away from that topic. You got so much to hit Kamala with. The main one to hit Kamala with, well, I think the main one is you had an affair with someone, they gave you basically a no-show commission job, and you made, you know, equivalent today, index for inflation, maybe $750,000. But the second main one is she's the single most liberal senator in the United States Senate. Number one, or I should say number 100 out of 100 senators, Kamala Harris, the most liberal. And the thing she believes in would destroy America. She wants to take your guns away. She believes that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is the same as the KKK or Nazis. And she wants the Green New Deal, and she wants Medicare for all, and she wants massive tax hikes, not massive tax cuts, massive tax hikes. She would destroy this economy and destroy America. But it doesn't matter. A vice president is involved with any of that, except in this one case. This guy is not longed for the presidency. I'm talking about dementia Biden, basement Biden. He's not longed for the presidency. You elect him, he will be either, well, I'm not going to say on the air that I think he'll die. He might. He's very old and very decrepit. But I think his mental acuity is diminished dramatically. So he's not all there. So whether live or die, he's not capable of being president, carrying out the duties and responsibilities of the president. And so very quickly that'll be obvious and they'll have to step down, or they'll say he had a stroke and they'll make an excuse, or they'll push him out of the way and just say he was incapacitated and evoke, what is it, the 25th Amendment, I think it is? They'll evoke, 25th Amendment, they'll invoke it. So she becomes president, and she's a San Francisco ultra-liberal who wants the Green New Deal and wants all these things, you know, Medicare for all, free college, everything that will cost us billions. Oh, and the big one is, she raised her hand in that debate. How many of you are for giving free health care to illegals? And she raised her hand. All the Democrats did, I believe. I think everyone except Biden, and then eventually they badgered him, and eventually he went along with it. but it's not a big issue for him. But for her, it was. She wants to give free health care to illegals. And I've always said, and I may do a commentary in the next week or two about this, what would America look like the day after a Biden victory? And the answer is, if you have open borders and you stop the construction of the wall and you say free health care for anyone who comes here illegally, the entire world will come. Because everybody wants to live in America. Everybody wants to be an American. So the whole world will come. The world has, what, 7 billion people? 7 billion people? There's at least a billion who want to come to America. And overnight, hundreds of millions would get the idea to move here, to come get free health care. As a matter of fact, even worse than that, every sick person in the world would move here. Because in their countries, there's two things. Either in their country, they don't have free health care or don't have good health care. So they've come here to get it. By the hundreds of millions, all the poverty-stricken people in the world who don't have free health care. And then in the countries where they do have free health care, they would never leave because coming to America wouldn't pay off because they already have free health care. In America, they don't. So now they would, and they'd say, well, now there's no reason to stay in Germany. Now there's no reason to stay in Spain. Now there's no reason to stay in France. No reason to stay in Belgium or whatever country it is. The entire world would come to America. Within 5 years, we'd have a population of 1.6 billion like China. You think America's crowded now. You think there's traffic jams now. You think there's pollution and global warming now. You think there's too much garbage on the ground now in poor neighborhoods, in inner cities. Do you ever see the pollution in inner cities? It's disgusting. You want to see it when there's 4 times more people, 6 times more people, 10 times more people? You think there's a lot of dogs, I love dogs more than anyone in the world, in the pound, who are all going to get murdered today. They're going to kill them because there's no one to adopt these beautiful, wonderful creatures that just want to love somebody. Just want to have a mommy and a daddy. And we've killed millions of them a year. You want to know how many extra dogs there'll be when you invite millions and millions more people? And there's 1.6 billion people in America? And how many unwanted children? How many starving children? That's America under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And the future President Kamala Harris of San Francisco. And drug needles and poop and pee in the streets. This is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3, free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular vascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
By the way, I was just going to do a little live read for the sponsor of the segment of the show, but I got to get to this first. It's just hard to believe in a world right now where everyone is broke and all governments are in heavy debt and there is no tax money because you put people out of jobs and out of work and put businesses, you close down restaurants, you close down businesses. It's impossible to believe that Washington State creates a $40 million fund for illegal immigrants. You have enough money for that? You have no money for anything else, but that you have money for. Well, by the way, while Antifa is taking over your entire... You know, your entire downtown Seattle. By the way, I forgot to mention this at the start of the show. Let me just look real quick, because I wanted to tell you all about something and see if it's still there or if someone has noticed the mistake. 5 different people sent me the same thing. If you go to they finally saw it. Antifa.com, excuse me. I'm pronouncing it wrong. At the time, which was like at 1 o'clock this afternoon, West Coast time, if you went to Antifa.com, guess what was there? It went directly to the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris for President website. Antifa went to Biden, Kamala. Now, Antifa is a terrorist organization. Antifa is domestic violent terrorists. Trump named them a terrorist organization. And Antifa went directly to Biden for President of the United States. It doesn't anymore. Now when you go there, it says, something's wrong with the site, bear with us. You know, we're fixing it. So somebody must have connected it, and then when they saw the furor online, because on social media, guys, guys like Wayne Root were stirring this with the straw that stirred the drink, right? I went on Twitter, I went on Parler, I went on PolitiChatter, I went on Facebook, and I told everybody Antifa is a terrorist organization, and they are wanting you to send money to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris presidential ticket. They go straight to their Biden campaign website. Somebody connected those two, and my guess is it was not a hack. My guess it was not a mistake. They'll claim it was. My guess is Antifa is behind Biden and Kamala Harris. But when everybody like me, conservatives with big mouths like me, went online to tell everybody, look at this, a terrorist organization is raising money for Biden, somebody took it down right away. It wasn't even right away. It was up for like 3 hours, but it's down now. All right, back to my topic. Washington State creates $40 million fund for illegal aliens. Washington State officials this week announced a new fund of $40 million that will be dispersed to illegal immigrants who can't access federal stimulus programs because of their immigration status. Can you imagine? Aliens will need to submit an application if approved. They can get $1,000 or up to $3,000 per family. That's the whole story. There doesn't need to be any more than that. It's disgusting. Makes me sick to my stomach. So if you're an illegal alien, you can't access stimulus money. Why would you be able to access stimulus money? In the state of Washington, they give you their stimulus money. They have enough money for illegals, but they don't have enough money for you and me and middle-class people. It's really disgusting. They have no money because there's no taxes because you shut the economy down, you idiots. But you've got $40 million when you want it for illegal aliens. Of course you do. You're communists. You're all communists. Except for the MAGA Mall. How's that for a segue? They're conservatives. They're great. They support my man, Donald Trump. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They have the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Vast majority of MAGA caps on the market, pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps embroidered, every star, every stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com. V-T-H-E, magamall.com. So here's an article on Kamala Harris's socialist ties. I think that's interesting. I'll have to dig into that one for the rest of the show. Kamala Harris's socialist ties. She's just like Obama. How do you like that? Harris has been surrounded by socialists and communists her entire life, beginning with her staunchly Marxist father. Does this remind you of someone? Obama. Harris is the older child of two 1960 Berkeley radicals. Shamala Gopalan, a cancer researcher from the state of Tamil Nadu in southern India, and Donald Harris, an economist from Jamaica. Very active during the civil rights and anti-Vietnam War protests, often taking baby Kamala to protest in a stroller. Wow. They were divorced in 71, and she won custody of her two daughters in 73. But they're both Marxists. People never change. They never fall far from the tree. The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. Kamala Harris, the daughter of Marxists. Obama, the son of Marxists. Wayne Alaroot, the son of a blue-collar butcher and a homemaker wife, were both dedicated Barry Goldwater conservatives.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
and so to open up America again, we got to open up America's schools. To put America back to work, we got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom.
Former Vice President Joe Biden officially introduced his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris.
I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me as the next Vice President of the United States of America, and that's Senator Kamala Harris.
Harris has been in the Senate for 3 years, and before that was the top cop in California. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwater.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. You're listening to Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, syndicated nationwide. We've got a great guest, Beverly Beatty. Is that how you pronounce it, Beatty or Beatty? Beverly, how do I pronounce that last name?
It's Beatty, Bevelin Beatty.
Bevelin Beatty, Christian activist, conservative, 29-year-old black woman who gained national attention for confronting protesters in Seattle's Chop Zone and for dumping paint on a Black Lives Matter street mural outside Trump Tower in New York. I didn't know you confronted protesters in Seattle's Chop Zone, Bevelin. I did not see that, but I did see you dump paint on a Black Lives Matter street mural outside Trump Tower, and I was very happy, and I was very impressed, and I said, I got to get her on the show. So great to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here, so thank you.
So first of all, none of these people had a right, and government doesn't have a right to pick one side. Government's supposed to say if you allow a liberal message on the street, then the next street should have a conservative message. You can't put a Christian message in the street. You should allow then a Jewish message. You can't pick one side as government, yet they did. And they didn't give any permits to these people. They just painted Black Lives Matter all over the street, and you, therefore, saw graffiti and covered the graffiti. I don't think you did anything wrong. How could they arrest you?
Well, this is the thing. De Blasio basically sent in an order to where if you were rioting and looting under BLM, he told police to stand down. And he gave a direct message to the commissioner, the police commissioner, do not arrest anybody looting or rioting or protesting for BLM. Mind you, his daughter actually ended up getting arrested for protesting, and, you know, she was released later on. But when he did that quote-unquote graffiti mural, he was like, anybody who comes near this, touches it, if they even spit on it, arrest them. So as far as he's concerned, even though he, again, did not get permits for anything, it just used taxpayer money to paint it on the street, he made sure to beef it up with security, you know, the police around there, at least 28 cops, and made sure that if you go near it, you're going to jail.
So how did you get near it with 28 cops around? You just sauntered right by him and dumped with paint in your hands, big buckets of paint, and dumped it? I mean, how'd you get by the cops?
Well, the reality is this. The police hate de Blasio. They think he's the worst thing that ever happened to New York.
Of course, yeah.
Exactly. And they also realize that de Blasio is using Black Lives Matter as a political play, and it's really hurting black people. Because while he defunded black people, he defunded the police by $1 billion, black people are dying in the streets. So the cops see firsthand what this man is doing to the city and what he's doing to the people. So when they seen that I came and I was ready to paint over it, in a sense they were kind of, they weren't so much so shocked because we told them before we did it that we supported them and we were going to stand with them. But they also understood, you know, for a black woman to be here standing against Black Lives Matter and also standing for the police, it says something. So in a way, they arrested us because they had to, but they didn't want to. But they at least took their time to not slip and fall and like arrest us, because we needed to stand for them and they understood that.
And you not only dumped paint on the mural of Black Lives Matter outside Trump Tower in Manhattan, one of the most iconic streets and locations in all the world, but you also dumped paint on similar murals in Harlem and Brooklyn on the same night. Were you arrested outside both of those as well?
No. So check this out. After I got arrested and went back to the precinct where I was treated like such a princess, they helped me wash off the paint, they fed me, they gave me water.
Glad.
Yeah.
Yay.
So they were good to me. They were so good to me, right? So while I'm there, we're just chit-chatting, and I get word from a birdie that the mayor only had police at the quote-unquote mural in front of the Trump Tower. But he painted it in Harlem, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island. But he didn't have absolutely no security at these murals. He only made sure to have the police at the one in front of the Trump Tower. Right? So when I found out, oh, and where he was in the ghetto. He made sure to put all the other Black Lives Matter murals on the street in the hood. And he made sure to put a nice big yellow one right in front of Trump Tower. So you already know what that was about. So we was like, okay, let's stick it out. We're going to go visit the other ones and we're going to do what we need to do.
Right, but see, what I would worry about if I was you, and we're talking to Bevelyn Beatty, Christian activist, conservative, 29-year-old black woman. I call her a black warrior, man. She is good. You've got guts, but you got cojones. But I would worry, and maybe it's just because I'm a white male, but I wouldn't want to walk into a black neighborhood in Harlem or Brooklyn and throw paint on Black Lives Matter because I'd be worried somebody would try and hurt me or kill me. Did you not worry about your own safety covering up Black Lives Matter in a African American neighborhood?
Like you say, you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. The Bible says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So for me, as far as I was concerned, I'm doing the work of the Lord, and I'm not worried about no disgusting, uncircumcised Philistine trying to defy the arms of the living.
I mean, is it true? My feeling is that Black Lives Matter, of course it was founded by black Marxist lesbians, but most of the people leading it and in it are actually white liberals who have no clue what black people really think about anything and don't really care about black people. They're just guilty white liberals. Most of the people in Black Lives Matter, have you noticed that too?
Well, let's just look at the foundation of Black Lives Matter in itself, okay? Everything that Black Lives Matter represents is against the black people. The biggest issue in the black community is fatherlessness, yet
right.
They're against the nuclear family. We know the nuclear family is the God is the umbrella, the father as the leader, the wife, and the children, right? They are totally against that. They want to see two men raising a kid in the house. They want to see two women raising a baby in the house. So how are you helping? How are you actually helping the black community when you are against fathers as the leader of a household? And we know that a man is not truly a man until he's a leader in his own household, right?
Right. I get it. Believe me, what they're doing is wrong. Look, they're also Marxists. They hate America. They hate capitalism. And yet, I don't know anyone could be a Marxist. I mean, Bevelyn, have you ever seen what Cuba and Venezuela and the old Soviet Union and the old East Germany are like? Horrible. Everyone lives in misery and poverty. And if you question it, they beat you, they torture you, they imprison you, they steal your property, and they kill you in front of firing squads. Does anybody understand what communism means?
I mean, for me personally, I can only understand it based off of the stories that I heard. And what I've heard is grotesque, but I cannot fathom living in a country like that, and that's where the sense of urgency is for me to stand up and say something, because the reality is, if, God forbid, America turns into a communist country, it's not going to be about whether you're black or you're white or whatever color you are. It's going to be about whether you're a Christian or not. Either you're going to submit to communism and their demands, or you're going to stand as a Christian, which we know our only allegiance is to God, and guess what? We're going to be getting persecuted, hanged, shot, raped, and have absolutely no religious freedom in this country. That's what my concern is.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you. I'm with you 100% on that concern. When you were in Seattle and you actually confronted protesters in the CHOP zone, did you ever fear that someone might hurt you or kill you? Was there a moment where people were trying to hurt you and kill you?
Well, I'll tell you this. When we got there, that morning we were there, not a lot of people were there. So we definitely were not concerned about our safety because there wasn't many people there, right? We were able to really kind of talk and engage with more people because usually in the mornings, that's when the people who actually live in CHOP are there. As you got to the afternoons, you got the people that are touring and coming and visiting and looking at it and just kind of speculating and looking around. So by the afternoon, the crowd get there, and by that time, the Proud Boys came, and the Proud Boys came armed with guns, ready to protect us. So they escorted us through Chaz and allowed us to talk to people. And, you know, it was God himself that even gave them the heart to be there, but they came ready, you know, armed with their Second Amendment rights and ready to protect us, and it was amazing.
All right, well, good for the Proud Boys. What's your message? We're talking to Bevelyn Beatty, Christian activist, conservative, 29-year-old black woman who gained national attention for confronting protesters in Seattle's CHOP Zone, originally called Chaz, then it became the CHOP Zone, and for dumping paint on a Black Lives Matter street mural opposite Trump Tower in New York, as well as Brooklyn and Harlem, covered up murals there for Black Lives Matter. What's your message to the African-American community, especially the community, the part of the African-American community that votes Democrat consistently all the time, which is 90% plus? What do you say to them?
I would say to them, you know, if by now The Democrats have not, if they truly could care less about you. I'm going to tell you to your face right now. The Democrat Party could care less about you. You are nothing but a vote to them, and you are a test dummy to them. The same thing that they want for America, they utilize our community and our people to test this communist socialist agenda. And this is why we're going through what we're going through now. And I would encourage you to do your research on this party and learn the truth about them and run for your life as fast as you can to the Lord and to conservatism and surrender your life to Jesus Christ if you have the chance. And I will tell you this. The issue is not systematic racism. It's systematic sin. Black man has to get out of sin. Stop running to sin. Stop killing your babies. Stop running to homosexuality. Stop running to being into women without marrying them. And start standing on righteousness, and then maybe we will see some change in our community.
All right, well said. Well said. Kudos. Evelyn Beatty, I'm with you. Christian activist, conservative, 29-year-old black woman who gained national attention for confronting protesters and dumping paint on Black Lives Matter in New York. We love you. Appreciate your bravery. You got courage. You got cojones. You got guts, girl. I like it. Evelyn Beatty, thank you for coming on the show. Wayne Allyn-Root, The Warrior, USA Radio Network. Love guests like that. She's got some spunk. That's good. Good. We gotta convert people of color. Black Americans, Latino Americans, gay Americans, women. They vote Democrat. Makes no sense at all whatsoever. Do you want a socialist country? I don't. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Healthcare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty Healthcare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Healthcare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Healthcare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. Last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn-Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KBET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. And people never really know why, unless you listen the one time, you know, here or there where I talk about it. But my parents both died of cancer 28 days apart in 1992. I was, I think, 29 going on 30 at that point, and lost both parents and woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm an orphan. Wow, is that weird? And I just said, I don't want to die of cancer. Not only did I not want to get cancer, not want to die of cancer, but what happens in between, chemotherapy. Oh, my God, I saw my parents go through it, and I said, I am never going to do that. Never want to get cancer. Never want to have to be tortured like that. And so I've been on a health jihad the rest of my life. I take a lot of vitamins. I live a healthy lifestyle. I exercise every day, multiple times a day, usually in the morning, sit-ups and pull-ups and dips and kettlebell. And then in the afternoon, I work out aerobically for 35 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes. And I do that every day, and I eat healthy. I eat non-gluten. So, you know, look, I don't want to get cancer. I don't want to get heart disease. I don't want to be sick. And my grandfather died of heart disease, and my parents died of cancer. So those are the two things I want to avoid. And I want all of you to be healthy, too, so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com. So let's continue with Kamala Harris's socialist ties. I mean, this is a long story, so I just want to... I want to see what we got. So, November 3rd, 1976, article published in the Stanford Daily newspaper claimed more than 250 students were clamoring for more Marxism at Stanford, a more Marxist perspective. Shortly thereafter, a letter was published in the Stanford Daily, November 12th, 1976, signed by Stanford branch of the Union for Radical Political Economics, with a bunch of signatures, and what it said was, this program in Marxist economics would be much weaker than it is today if it had not been for the massive student efforts in the forms of petitions and open meetings. It was only after a divisive 1.5-year struggle that the opposing elements in the department gave in to the student pressure and conceded to the appointment of Professor Donald Harris. That's the father of Kamala Harris. He's the guy that they put in there to teach Marxist economics. Thus, the presence of Marxian economics here at Stanford simply indicates the success of the student struggle. The recent addition of course offerings in Marxian economics is a direct result of student pressure. And so Harris is offered and accepted a permanent professorship. This is the father of Kamala Harris. Unbelievable to read about these kind of people and their background. It's just amazing. It's a long story. I don't want to get into all of it. It's pretty obvious. It's like 10 pages long, and everything in it is about Marxism, and everything in it is about Kamala Harris being a Marxist. And yet, she was pretty quick to become a district attorney and an attorney general and put a lot of black people in prison and a lot of people smoking pot in prison. So it's kind of interesting. Dichotomy, right? Here's another article on the internet I found interesting, because it sounds a little like mine, which I'm going to read you when we come back. Why Kamala Harris's VP pick could cost Biden the election. And the subtitle is, the only person who should be happier with this pick than Kamala Harris is Donald Trump. And what may go down as one of the worst VP picks in U.S. history. Just what I said. Joe Biden announced on Tuesday he has chosen Kamala Harris. She's the opposite of what Biden needed in order to compete with President Trump. Harris from far left California, that Biden was going to win regardless of who he selected. I said that on Twitter last night and on Parler last night. She garnered so little support and enthusiasm among Democratic Party voters during the primary season, she chose to drop out of the race in December, more than a month before Iowa or New Hampshire. That's why she never won a delegate. Heavily criticized by the far left for her stance on criminal justice issues. This is funny. Talk about great minds think alike. His article sounds like a quote of my article. Interesting. She has a long, well-documented record of political opportunism and grandstanding. I didn't mention that. Worst of all, she in recent years adopted increasingly more radical policy positions. I mentioned that. Aligning herself with socialist politicians like Bernie Sanders and AOC. The most notable examples are support for AOC's Green New Deal, the most radical socialist proposal in history. I mentioned that. Green New Deal could cost $94 trillion over 10 years, making it the most expensive plan in world history ever proposed. Unbelievable. She supports basic income for most Americans and a $2,000 monthly stimulus check paid out for the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic. When you add up all of Harris's proposals, it's hard to see how her platform differs from that of socialist Bernie Sanders. And this article doesn't mention, see, I close with this idea that you can't have sex with someone and then give them a government job and use taxpayer money to pay them. I don't think that, this thing ends by saying Harris's socialist policy views will not play well in the conservative Midwest and moderate upper Midwest. And I agree, but I don't think the fact that she lied on her back and collected $400,000. You know, let me tell you, anyone who lies on their back and collects $400,000 is a very talented woman. So, that's amazing. You collected $400,000? You made Willie a very happy man, obviously. Free Willie! Free Willie! Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Kamala Harris. Wow.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.